Joining us this morning, she is still Miss Montana, and she is still helping raise funds for the Glacier Institute. It's Maddie Rigg.
Hello. Good morning, you two.
Hi, Maddie.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Yeah, I was wondering how long the Miss Montana, your duties continue.
You know, sad news. I'm just about finished. I pass on the title to the next Miss Montana USA on June 16th down in Billings. So okay. I've only got a few more weeks, few more months left, and trying to make the most of it.
Okay, good. Well, you've got your hands full.
Boy,
with the
It has been quite
Institute.
A ride, hasn't it?
It has. It's been a great year, and I'm very excited to get to use this time to sort of transition back into my Glacier Institute work. Not that I really ever stopped it, but get to focus back over there. It's a fun time.
Well, good. Let's focus down on the work that you're doing there. You've got a capital campaign going right now for big cause.
Yes. Yeah. We've been working on our Restoration Big Creek campaign since 2021, and we are nearing the finish line where we can almost taste that sweet success at the end of the campaign. And we've got an exciting thing starting next week, if I can tell you all about it.
Please.
Yeah. So we have some awesome major gift donors from the Valley who want to remain anonymous, but are giving $37,500. There's three families joining together to put in this fund. And during April 22nd to the 30th, during those 8 days, we'll get to double everyone's donation during that time, up to $75,000. So we will hope to get really close to our finish line by the end of this. We've got a couple other grants working, but we're really excited and can't wait to get people involved in giving and get to double people's impact. It's a really fun time.
So what are we going to do with this money?
Yeah, great question. So out at Big Creek, I know a lot of people who are listening probably have kids that have gone out there, maybe have gone out there themselves like I have. It's a historic Forest Service Ranger station, and we've been out there since 89. And we've been, you know, kind of kicking along, doing the usual thing, making improvements where we have to. But we kind of last in 2021 realized, if we want to keep this site for the next several generations, for the next 100 years, we really need to put a bigger effort into it. So we've been remodeling a few of our buildings. We did a big renovation on the mess hall building and put in a big basement and added some more staff housing. We upgraded our septic system, which is really important out there along Big Creek and along the Wild and Scenic Flathead River. The North Fork of the Flathead River, rather. The next phase will be to do our participant cabin. So when kids come out, they'll have a really nice, safe and private bathrooms to use. We'll be able to run the site efficiently year round, which is a big challenge up in the North Fork, being sort of off the grid and remote up there. You really have to have facilities that can withstand the temperatures up there. Mm-hmm. We're really excited. We'll be able to expand our programming to be able to do year round things, maybe bring some families out, offer some new programs. We're stoked about it.
Wow, fantastic. I know that facility is something you've been kind of a little bit here, a little bit there, and, you know, the floors are a little cronky, and you're able to fix a few of these things, but finally, the time has come when you got to just do the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. And the first couple of buildings that we've already finished look incredible, and we're just so excited to be able to roll out the new participant cabins in hopefully, if everything goes to plan, next spring we'll have our first round of guests out there. And a little fun fact for you, Kyla's school is always our first school in the spring. So it'll be really fun to get to welcome them out there next spring and see the kids' reactions and the teachers' reactions, the chaperones' reactions to these new facilities and the new bunk beds and how nice and clean the bathrooms are. It'll be really fun. We're excited about it.
So you've got all the construction crews all lined up and ready to go, right?
Yeah. We've got Martel Construction helping us out on this phase of the project, which is so generous and huge. We've got, you know, Anthony, our executive director, has been manning this project up to this point, and he'll continue to see it through. And we're just really excited about it.
So tell us how we can help you raise that $75,000.
Yeah. Well, on April 22nd, we will start our campaign down at Tamarack Brewing in Lakeside. We're going to have a little community tap night down there. They've been generous enough to donate 50 cents from every beer sold that night excuse me, to the project. Yeah. And then we'll mostly do this campaign online. So if you go to the Glacier Institute or glacierinstitute.org, during the campaign, there will be a pop-up that'll show up for the campaign, and you'll be able to see right then and there that we're doubling everyone's donations. If you donate $10, it turns into $20. If it's, you know, $100, you're going $200. And we can really give people the opportunity to give back to this place that so many of us do have memories at. And, you know, for people who are my age, my classmates who were out at, you know, my St. Matt's kids who were out there with me pranking each other in the cabins and splashing around in Big Creek, you know, maybe we're not quite in the place where we can donate thousands of dollars to a project that means a lot to us, but we can spare, you know, $20 here, $50 there, and we can really see during this time that you can make a huge impact thanks to these really incredible donors who are matching.
All right. So we'll be watching for it come Monday.
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, Maddie Rigg, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.